Hello, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlund, the news editor on the site. Sapphire, SAP's annual user conference, is rapidly approaching. On the week of May 11th, thousands of SAP customers and partners, as well as analysts and press, will descend upon Orlando for SAP's biggest event of the year. Among them will be Ray Wang, who is Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester Research, located in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ray researches the enterprise applications market and is an expert on SAP. He's a veteran of Sapphire conferences in the United States, Europe, and Asia, and he's volunteered to lend some advice on what this year's hottest topics will be, what sessions you shouldn't miss, and how to get the most out of Sapphire 2009. All right, Ray. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot, Courtney.
What can we look for SAP to announce and focus on this year?
Yeah, I'd say that there is a shift away from what we'd say the more technical aspects of NetWeaver and ESOA and, you know, how NetWeaver and is going to drive the future of, you know, SAP and to kind of where we are in the current economic climate, where we're talking about, you know, how enterprise services will probably be toned down to and replaced with the manifestation of the services, which are value scenarios that represent best practices. So we haven't had our pre-briefs with SAP yet, but I can tell you that customers are looking at value as a key driver, and scrutiny is going to be placed on, you know, where these best run now packages are going. You know, how are we going to get more out of the SAP investment? How can they find value in optimizing the SAP investment?
That's really interesting. So basically, we're going to see a shift away from NetWeaver and eZOA and what we've heard in years past. And the hottest topics this year will primarily be driven by the economic situation. Is that what you think?
Definitely. And we think, you know, ecosystems are still going to have a big role, important theme, as SAP continues to grow out its partners and help them find ways to help them be more innovative. And we can also talk, you know, we can also expect a lot of focus on areas where SAP hopes to sell more licenses, especially in areas where it's made acquisitions and business objects as well as GSC products that are being used to create more economic value. We think there might be some updates on the future of business by design. For existing SAP customers, this is big because they're hoping to usher in the future like R3 did for large enterprises. They're hoping that business by design will be there for them in their subsidiaries and divisions. And I think it won't come as any surprise to anyone that SAP will still be out there making their case on the value of enterprise support. So they think that customers need to understand where the value is. And I'd also wait to see if some of the Sugen SAP KPIs put customers at ease or raise more questions. So, and then, of course, there's the urgency to upgrade that will be reiterated as Business Suite 7 signals the current direction and future direction of SAP. And, you know, we'll be hearing about, you know, upgrade adoption figures as well as, you know, what's coming on in upcoming enhancement packages across the suite that may just entice the customer to do the upgrade.
That's really interesting. So do you think that those will be some of the hottest sessions?
Definitely. And, you know, I'd say that people are also looking to catch up with their peers about lessons learned in upgrades, success stories about what's going on with enhancement packages. People are also chatting about third-party maintenance options, negotiating strategies with SAP, how to work around the gaps in today's solution manager, and cost-saving ideas while using SAP.
And what sessions do you think that attendees really shouldn't miss?
You know, like every Sapphire, there's just a good mix of, you know, both the ASUG educational and the Sapphire sessions. In fact, I think there's a little bit over 500 now when I look at the last agenda. But I picked out 8 that should pique some of the interest of most listeners. I'd start with, if you can make it, in the pre-conference session, a timely topic there is what to do with your CCC as it evolves to a center of expertise or excellence. It's being led by Dan Gatchin at Cadbury Schweppes, along with a number of people. It's Monday, May 11th, and you know, it's definitely a session called Best Practices for Establishing and Operating a Customer Center of Expertise. Another good place to camp out will be in the Success in the New Reality Villages. That's one of those villages we're talking about, you know, what's happening as the economic impact, what's happening in terms of how people are using SAP. And what better place to start with than with Andy Mulholland, who's the global CTO of Capgemini. He's always insightful. There's always a good session about how to support change. And, you know, while you're there, if you get a chance, ask Andy how flexible he feels SAP can be to support new business requirements in comparison to other software vendors in the new enterprise tool world. So definitely a good session to check out. I think it's like Tuesday in the morning from 10:30, 11:30. Now, there are also a number of sessions that talk about usability. And this continues to be a hot topic. And the two I flagged deal with NetWeaver Portal and WebDimPro. My point is, ask what the official UI strategy is and in each one of those, and ask which scenarios are supported and not supported in terms of what you're trying to do. The first one is SAP NetWeaver Portal Strategy and Feature Roadmaps, being led by Scott Breaker Abing, who's the product manager for SAP Web App Server. And the second one you can catch is Update on WebDimPro Technology, Ajax Capabilities, the New Visual Design, and Islands. And that's being led by Thomas Jung, who's a NetWeaver product manager. And I think these two are very interesting because people are really looking at new ways to access SAP and what to do on the front end, whether to use the portal that's being provided by SAP or to look at other alternatives. Now, given the emphasis on Run SAP and the new role Solution Manager plays in enterprise support, there's some timely sessions to get a feel on what Solution Manager can do. Now, we recommend clients really understand reality from the vision and find a way to seek answers to what Solution Manager can't do as opposed to what is designed for it to do. A good place to start would be centralize the end-to-end administration and monitoring of your SAP system landscape with SAP Solution Manager. That's being led by Bettina Schammer at SAP Labs and being delivered on Tuesday, May 12th at 10:30. Definitely a good one to go into as Solution Manager creeps its way into all the different products and plays a central role with enterprise support. There's also the one question about business by design. And as we're looking at quick SaaS-like deployments on the minds of everyone as to how you can get a lightweight ERP solution up and running in divisions, subsidiaries, and spokes, definitely check out the question on how to leverage SAP business by design to efficiently streamline operations. It's Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m., and the questions we ask about would be, what's scalability like? What's the long-term cost structure like of mega-tenancy versus multi-tenancy? And what lessons learned from Project Vienna made its way to business by design? This session is being led by Scott Carlson, the CFO of Skullcandy, and Frank Iannotti, a VP of SAP Business by Design, and definitely a good question to get some insights as to where BYD is going. And then there's always a good session about upgrades and optimizations. And one that I like in particular is the one that's talking about how Applied Microsystems Corporation upgraded SAP ERP, SAP CRM, and SAP NetWeaver Business Warehouse in a five-month-long project. And what's interesting here is they used MaxDB and Linux to do this. And something good to check out. I'd focus on understanding the success factors and scalability in terms of scalability testing that went on here. But it's a session on Wednesday, May 13th, 3:30 p.m. And then, you know, there's always a great session that talks to change management requirements, how to make SAP successful, and definitely a good place to reiterate investment required to make SAP projects successful. There's one from Vicky Warren at Disney that talks about the three woes of every SAP implementation. And I think, you know, talking about change management and the role it plays in terms of making an SAP investment successful, it's a great session to catch. It's also Thursday in the morning, May 14th at 10:30, and definitely something I'm kind of curious as to hearing these best practices.
Yeah, Ray, those sound like great sessions. And what are you sure not to miss every year?
Well, aside from those, you know, definitely the general session. I think the one Leo's going to kick off at 8:30 to 10. Always curious as to what's new, what's the future vision for SAP, and those sessions definitely affirm that. And then other things, you know, you don't want to miss would be, you know, things like demo booths. We definitely make sense, definitely checking out the different villages around different industries and themes. But the one I'm going to spend a lot of time in, I know this year is going to be the Village on Success in the New Reality. As I'm really looking at new ways to help clients optimize and innovate at the same time. And then, of course, you know, you definitely want to get onto the show floor. This is really the best place to make introductions, get acquainted with new solutions, and worst case, go trick-or-treating for tchotchkes.
And what are the benefits of attending Sapphire Array? And do you expect it to be as big this year as it has been in years past?
You know, size isn't the issue, but the ability to get to the right information and contact's key. And I say that only because overall, all the events we've been at this year, conference attendance is down, mostly because of travel restrictions some people are facing. But for those who are attending, and these are definitely what we're hearing from our Forrester events, people are getting a lot of value because, you know, the sessions are more intimate. Definitely people are reaching out more in terms of networking. And I expect the same out of attendees of Sapphire who are going to get an introduction to an SAP resource or staffer they didn't get before. They're definitely going to meet a new peer to learn from. And hopefully they're going to bring them some knowledge to help them run SAP more effectively.
And any last bits of advice for first-time attendees or even some of our veterans who may be listening?
You know, as your first-time attendee, you got to get there early to see a keynote in person. There's nothing like the theatrics behind it. You know, it's really different when you see it in person as opposed to getting it streamed into video. You know, once you've done your first one, then, yeah, you can get that streamed into video. But then the second thing is make sure you map out where your sessions are located. You know, OCCC, the Orlando County Convention Center, is a big place. So big that, you know, the security guards aren't segues. So, you know, definitely check out where you are and see where all the different events are so that you can make sure that you attend things and get, you know, from one side of the convention center to the other easily. And then, you know, I would say one last piece of advice, you know, get to the Orlando airport early on Thursday, as those TSA lines are legendary.
That's entirely true, Ray. Good lasting advice. And thank you for taking the time to share your insight with our listeners. We really appreciate it.
No problem. See you guys all out there, and maybe we can all tweet up somewhere and share notes at Sapphire.
Sounds good, Ray. Thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. And remember that the Search SAP editorial team will be out in force covering Sapphire 2009. Please look to SearchSAP.com for all Sapphire coverage and for continuing news on SAP.